Now, this morning, I know you have your Bible. In whatever form you have your Bible, that's good. But we're going to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians this morning, if you will. And we're going to look for a few minutes at the scripture. Whether you have it on your phone or on your iPad, you've got a Bible that's still paper-like, that's fine. But those who are physically able to stand, we stand as the word of God is being read. We do that as a show of respect to the Lord. Yeah. I mean, God is more important than my favorite football team. There's one university in the country, when they're playing football, the student body stands through the whole game. But that's just their tradition at the school. Well, I know God is more important than that team.
All right.
So I don't mind standing if I'm able. Because you know what I found out? You might not always be able.
Right.
Reverend Brown preached this morning. You know, time is not our friend. We change over time. Some of y'all will get that. Some of y'all 20 and you don't believe it, but over time you change. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
But give you time if you find the book of 1 Corinthians this morning. We're going to start in chapter 1 in the very first verse. Take a little time. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, going to begin at verse 1. Anybody need a little more time? Will you say wait? All right. I'm going to read from King James Version of the Bible this morning. Whichever version you have will be fine. Very similar in meaning. Scripture says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sothenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. With all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. I need to include verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're going to stop there in our reading. This is an area where Apostle Paul is sharing with the church some things that God had given him, and he was being used by God to spread that good news. I think somebody may be at the door. Okay, we're good? And so let's look at this, and our subject this morning is going to be Jesus Christ, the Redeemer.
All right.
Will you say it after me? Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
the Redeemer.
Amen.
Thank you for standing as we look at the Word of God. How many of y'all who are here this morning are watching from some other place? How many really believe that God is real? Don't fool me now, but anybody willing to testify, you really believe that God. So this is almost like we used to call it preaching to the choir. And that's good. But do you understand that there are many people in the world who don't believe that Jesus is real?
All right.
They don't believe that God is the one who created this great universe that we have around us. Mm-hmm. The sun in the sky is there because God made it possible.
All right.
It'll rain from time to time so we can have some fresh water to drink. That's just God at work. And he is a mighty good God. And here's the good news. God does not stop being God. Not ever. He's always God. And we say all by himself. And we say that as a church because we have to help people realize sometimes that God loves us. But he doesn't need us.
All right. That's it.
Listen to me now. He loves us.
All right.
He cares for us. But he doesn't need us. Preacher, what do you mean God doesn't need us? God created us, for those of us who believe, for his purpose. So that he could be magnified. So that Even when we talk about this passage with Paul, Paul was a powerful leader for God. Mm-hmm. He was a powerful worker for God. But Paul understood it's not about me. Yeah. It's about him. And as Christians, we have to always keep that in mind. God has gifted some of you in a special way. You have talents. You have abilities. But the abilities and the talents were given to you for God. For his glory. So my encouragement to you today would be to just listen at Paul and look at what Paul is saying. Because he's got some good news for all of us. First, he's recognized as an apostle. Now, some would say, well, Jesus only called out 12. Where did Paul come in? And the thing that I'd come with this news flash, God can do whatever he wants to do. If he wants to use 13, I'm good with 13. If he has a 14, whatever, God can call out whomever he will. And so Paul says he's called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sothenes, our brother. Paul recognized that he's being used by God. I wonder sometime if, as Christians, if as saints, we recognize we're being used by God. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever situation you find yourself in, do you know that God never eliminates you from his working group? If you're a believer, if you've been born again, you are never eliminated from his working group. And what does that mean to us? It means that just like Paul, God expects us to rise up and testify about who he is. You know, the world is shackled sometime because the world has its own idea about what is good, what is useful. And even as Christians, we're not going to change the world view. Our role is to know what God's view is and to keep passing it along. I tell you why I get excited when the young people sing, you know, and why when they're working so hard, because they are at the point where they believe what they hear.
Amen.
When they get up and start singing, they're giving their best.
Yeah.
And what others don't realize sometimes, it's not easy to stand in front of people and to sing and to read speeches and things. But it's training. And what the youth department and ministry is doing is getting them ready so that they won't be afraid to testify about God.
Amen.
See these young people up there, they're singing their hearts out about, oh, how I love Jesus. And somebody would have the nerves to say, they're not singing loud enough. Somebody said, they may not know all the words, but I come by to tell you, they're doing a wonderful job.
Amen.
To testify about a holy God. And that's what Paul was doing. Paul was considered a big shot in society.
Yeah.
Paul had some status.
Yeah.
And he used that to lift up the group he was serving for a long time.
All right.
He persecuted the church. You know the story.
Yeah.
And he would go from place to place doing what his leaders wanted him to do because he felt like it was the right thing. But when Jesus came into his life and knocked him off that beast on the Damascus Road, he changed.
Yeah.
And that's what we ought to understand as Christians. God doesn't care about your background.
Yeah.
Are you willing to change?
Yeah.
God doesn't care who you used to be. Because some people are so full and always reminded about who they used to be that they can't be themselves now in serving God. We got to put that stuff behind us. Whoever we used to be, God blessed as God has converted you, allowed you to be born again, and now you are a new creature. Will somebody say new creature? You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And what that means is I don't have to hold my head down about who I used to be, what I used to do. That's behind me. Now I come by with a news flash. We need to be sure it's behind us. Will somebody say amen? I cannot say I'm a child of God and I still want to do that same stuff I used to do. That means I still got to grow up spiritually if I find myself in that situation. But Paul, as we look at Paul, God moved him from that position of status and big shot. And when he knocked him off that beast, Paul had a conversion. He had a conversion. He allowed the Holy Spirit to give him guidance. Preacher, what do you mean the Holy Spirit? I mean, when we talk about church service and loving God, we don't love God because our neighbor is loving God. We don't love God because somebody's going to applaud because I sing or I usher. Huh? Or I preach. No. When the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you realize that there's something about God where he wants to stir us. He wants to fill us. He wants to use us for his service. What are you saying, preacher? It's time to stop sitting around. It's time to get hold of what God has in mind and give service to God. Now look at Paul. Let's look at Paul because we talk about his story. He says, unto the church of God. Mm-hmm. I need to stop there for a minute. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that every church is not of God? Huh? Somebody say, preacher, you're stepping on toes. No. If you preach, you're going to step on some toes. Yeah. If you're going to lift up the Holy God, you're going to get hurt somebody's feeling from time to time.
All right.
But I'd rather hurt somebody's feeling and get them pointed on the right path so they can go to heaven than to keep telling them lies and let them go to hell. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Paul was about the word of God. Paul was about the truth of God's word. And he didn't want the Corinthian church to think that false prophets were the ones they ought to be following. And so he says to them that he has some work. He say, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are, help me somebody, sanctified in Christ Jesus. I need to stop there for just a minute. Are you sanctified? Do you know what God is talking about? When he say we ought to be sanctified, he's not talking about a church with that name in it. He is saying there's a difference between us joining a church and being sanctified by Jesus Christ. Well, preacher, how do I get to be sanctified? You got to allow God to stir your heart. You got to allow God to use your gifts, use your talents, use your ability. For what purpose, God? So that I can be richer? No, so that God will be glorified. Help me, somebody. God wants to be glorified from who you are, from who I am. It's not about us. It's about him. Paul came to understand that, yes, he had a beautiful background, and he had people knowing who he was. Even the Christians knew who Paul was, but they didn't have a good opinion. And what are you saying? Every big shot in the world is not a big shot with God. There are people, they got their names on buildings, but you'll never see them in heaven. They got more money than anybody in the world. But that money won't get them to heaven. Now, if they have a lot of money and they also love the Lord, help me somebody, you'll see them up there. All we're saying is that it's not enough just to have our names on the church roll. Huh? We got to have the Holy Spirit in us, guiding us and directing us. And I found out a long time ago, as a lot of y'all know, I've loved tennis all my life, been playing for a long time. And I would do anything to be able to get out to the tennis court and play with my buddies. And we were never going to win Australian Open or U.S. Open, nothing like that. Didn't have that thought. But just the excitement and enjoyment of getting better day by day and using whatever gifts you had, that's the way God wants us to feel about serving him. Somebody saying to themselves, I can't sing. I don't know how to pray. I can't read well to read scripture. And God is saying, use
what you have.
Come on, somebody say that with me. Use what you have. And that's what Paul did. Paul had been trained and didn't even know it. He had been prepared and didn't even realize that God had a plan for him. So when he knocked him off the beast and converted him and allowed him to be filled with the Holy Spirit, do you know that Paul never, never, never turned back? He never graduated from God. The rest of his life, he used it doing what God wanted him to do. Somebody need to hear me this morning. It's time to come on God's side. It's time to be sanctified for Jesus Christ. Preacher, how do I get sanctified? First, we got to make ourselves available. I found out God's not going to run you down. Paul had an unusual situation to be knocked off the beast. Generally, God will just allow you to, if you want to live your whole life without God, God will allow us to do that. But when you are ready, when you will accept him, he'll turn you around. He will turn you around. But God is not a plaything. We can't fake God. We can't fool God. God knows the difference with the words that come out of my mouth. See, I can say, oh, how I love Jesus. But if I'm going back to all that old stuff, and I won't let go of those things that are not pleasing to God, God is not pleased with that. I don't fool God. Sometimes people wonder, why am I not blessed more than I am? Why am I struggling with this deal and this issue? And the answer may be we're just not close to God like God wants us to be. We need to be sanctified. And look, I want to look at the rest of what Paul says, because he speaks to us so clearly and he speaks on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, after he says we have to be sanctified in Christ Jesus, he said, we're called to be saints. We're called to be saints. Who are you talking to, God? Everybody who says they are born again believer. We're called to be saints. Preacher, are you saying that I need to live a perfect life? Perfect, yes. But it's only perfect through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We got to understand, in our flesh, we're never going to be perfect. Christians, we need to realize, we need to understand, need to acknowledge. Somebody need to raise their hand and say, Lord, I know I messed up. Lord, I know I come up short for who you want me to be. But God, I'm going to trust you that you'll give me another chance. Forgive me, God. That ought to be on our lips sometimes. Forgive me, God. And when we say it and we mean it, God say, I'm able to wipe your slate clean. All that junk in your past, I'll let it stay in your past as long as you are sincere about what you say. Paul was sincere. He was committed. And then he goes on to say that with all that in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. I come with another news flash. There is no other name. There is no other name other than the name of Jesus. I know people will give us other names. They'll give us folks to contact. They'll give us these groups that we ought to go fellowship with. I was driving yesterday and I passed a sign and it was in Spanish, but basically it was saying Alcoholics Anonymous. And say we meet daily. And my wife and I was telling her what it said on the sign and that they meet daily, and sometimes people wonder why would they meet daily? Because when you caught up in stuff and you can't break his hold, you can't break it by yourself. Sometimes you need to know that somebody can stand with you when you're going through the fire. Paul understood that Christians need to know that God will stand with us when we're going through the fire. If you want to be sanctified, you got to present yourself to a holy God, because God is able to turn us around, but he ain't going to chase us. He wants us to be willing to turn around. And if we will turn around, God say, I'm able. Put your hand in my hand. I'll pick you up out of that mess, out of that mud, and I'll make you holy in my sight. I think I got some witnesses right here in the church. Is God able? Is he able to do for you what he did for Paul? Now Paul say, I'm an apostle. He committed to a holy God. When you commit to a holy God, you can't ever turn around. There is no going back, only going forward. There is no giving up, only celebrating. Because God is a mighty good God. Do you believe it? He is able. He's able. He is able. Somebody here today, maybe you're watching, maybe you can't be at the church house. You need to know that God can handle your situation. Don't give up. Don't stop trying. Don't throw your hands up and say, God has forgotten about me. God has not forgotten. But he wants you to take one step. Then he lets you take another step. And then one more step. And before you know it, you are moving to where God wants you to be. Somebody ought to give him praise. Somebody ought to celebrate. Somebody ought to say thank you. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. He's worthy. Do you believe it? He's worthy to be praised. Oh, I know the folks in the world, they used to wonder why I'd be at the dealership and just break down. God is so good. I can't tell you how good God is. You know for yourself. He doesn't owe us anything. But oh boy, when he get hold of you, put clapping in your hands. He'll put stomping in your feet. And where you don't want nothing else other than to serve a holy God. That's where Paul was. That's who he became. He was a big shot for the Lord in the eyes of God. Not in anybody else's eyes. But oh, if we'll just give God a chance. If we just give him a chance to do for us what he did for Paul, then we'll find out that Jesus There's no name. There's no name like Jesus. Oh, come on. Do you believe it? Jesus. 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 He can just fill you up. So you're bubbling over about who he is. Oh, church, if we just come alive, keep growing, keep loving for Jesus Christ, we'll find out why God will use us as his church. We don't have to be anything other than saved. We don't have to be anything other than sanctified. Because when we are that, God knows our hearts. And when he knows our hearts, all that other stuff doesn't matter. I say all the time, plane crash, car accident. I walk to the top of a mountain and just decide I'm going to stay there and get snowed on it. Doesn't matter how I go. As long as I am sanctified and saved. Is that right? Am I studying right, Bible? As long as I trust in Christ Jesus, as long as I live for him, I'm going to be all right. And that means I can hold my head up. I can have a smile on my face when everybody else is frowning. I can be flat broke and get anything I need because God is able. People come out of the woodworks and say, do you need some money? Do you need a vehicle? Do you need a place to stay? God is able, but you got to trust him and let him handle your situation. And so here we are on this Sunday morning, giving God thanks for each one of you. Because as you come to know and you praise the Holy God, pass it on. Pass it on to somebody. You and I, we have some family members who are not saved. Look into your family and you'll see it's true. We have some neighbors who are not saved. And we ought to be sharing with them, not criticizing them, sharing with them. Invite them to know who God is. Why, preacher? Because one day, this is going to come to an end. Does anybody believe it? The Bible says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That means one day this living that we do, this humanity, is going to come to an end. And whenever it comes to an end, it'll be all right. Because you're saved. You're sanctified. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You have what Paul has. And as long as you have what he has, that relationship with Christ Jesus, everything going to be all right. People used to wonder, you know, why in churches, it's a church, all the messages, it always comes down to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus Christ sacrificing himself. Jesus Christ going in the grave. Jesus Christ getting up out of the grave. It's because we recognize that without Jesus, we got nothing. But with Jesus, we got what? Everything. He's worthy to be praised. And so we're just going to continue to give God glory that he not only went into the grave for us, but he got up with all power in his hand. That's what Paul found out, that power of Jesus Christ could take care of him the rest of his life. And that's what all of us need to know. The power of Jesus Christ can take care of us the rest of our life. Help me give God a hand clap of praise, if you will. He's worthy, worthy to be praised.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith, Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."